We live in a society that says, get all you can all you get. Get it all, have it all, want it all. The goal of life is to get more and more and more. We live in a very self-centered, very materialistic culture. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, it's selfish and it's stupid to think only of yourself.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Is Christmas just for Christians? The answer to that question may surprise you as we begin this series called Christmas is for All People. Rick shows us how God wants each and every person on this planet to share in the blessing that comes from celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, just before today's message, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Christmas is Generosity.
Now, a lot of people think that the gift-giving idea at Christmas time was started by the wise men, because as we know, they brought the first gifts to the baby Jesus in the manger. As the little boy said, the wise men brought gold, Frankenstein, and myrtle. But actually, the first gift at Christmas was the gift that God gave. God so loved the world that he gave. And the very first Christmas gift was God himself. Jesus giving himself to you to die on the cross for your sins so you could have your past forgiven, a purpose for living, and a home in heaven. Jesus is the original Christmas gift. And we only give because God gave to us first. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:15 here on the screen, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Christmas is about generosity. It's not just about compassion. The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of generosity. Acts 15 verse 11 says this, we are saved because the Master Jesus, amazingly and out of sheer generosity, there's that word, out of sheer generosity, moved to save us. If it weren't for God's generosity, you and I would have nothing. The air you breathe is a gift of God's generosity. The blood coursing through your veins is a gift of God's generosity. The fact that your heart is beating is a gift of God's generosity. Every good thing in your life that you have, including your life, is a gift of God's generosity. If God was not a generous God, we wouldn't even exist. The universe would not exist. It exists because of his generosity. John chapter 1 verse 16 says this, we all live off of God's generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. Every good thing in your life is evidence of God's generosity. Now here's the key. God wants you to learn to be generous too. God is generous and he wants his children to be generous. If you're a parent, do you want your kids to learn to share? Of course you do. Do you want your kids to learn to be generous? Yes, of course. Do you want them to learn to be unselfish? Yes, absolutely. And so God says, I want generosity to be a lifestyle, not a seasonal event. I want it to be a habit of your life. But here's the problem. It's not easy being generous today because we live in a very consumeristic, materialistic, self-centered world. Now, generosity is more than an attitude. Generosity is a skill, and most people aren't very good at it. It's a skill that you can learn. What I want to do this weekend with Pastor Tom is teach you the skill of generosity. I want to teach you what it did in my life, how I learned to be generous, how God changed my whole life around with this one principle. It's a skill. You see, there are good ways to give and there are bad ways to give. You can actually be generous and harm people. So not all generosity is good. There's a right way to be generous and there's a wrong way. There are ways that you can give that will help and heal and develop people, and there are ways that you can give that will hurt and harm and hinder people. We've all seen parents or relatives ruin their kids through generosity. We've all seen that. We all know what it is. There's a right way to be generous, and there's a wrong way to be generous. So I want to teach you this weekend how to develop the skill of correct generosity. When you're giving to other people, when you're giving to the poor, when you're giving to God in worship, when you're giving compliments or whatever. Now, before we do that, I want us to look at why does God want me to learn this quality? Why is generosity so important? I mean, out of all of the things in Scripture, God emphasizes this quality more than almost any other quality in life. There are more verses on this in the Bible than you could possibly imagine. There are six benefits to generosity. I want you to write these down. You see, there are only two kinds of people in life. There are givers and there are takers. And you have to decide in life what you're going to be. Am I going to be a giver or am I going to be a taker? Now, you can be a taker, live a self-centered life. It's not by accident that the word miser and miserable come from the same root word. The more you are a taker, the more miserable you're going to be in life. Jesus said it like this: it is only those who learn to give their lives away who will ever really know what it means to fully live. What are the reasons God wants me to develop the spirit of Christmas year round? What is the spirit of Christmas? The spirit of giving, the spirit of generosity. And he says, not just for December, I want you to do it all the time. I want it to be a habit, I want it to be a skill. Why? Number one, it makes me more like God. Generosity makes me more like God. The Bible says in Psalm 37, 21, the godly are generous givers. You cannot be godly without learning generosity. You just can't do it because God is a generous God. God is a giver, and to become like him, we must be generous. God so loved that he gave. Now, the Bible is a book about generosity. As I said, this may surprise you. There's more in the Bible about generosity than there is about heaven. There's more in the Bible about generosity than there is about hell. Jesus spoke far more about generosity than he did either heaven or hell. I once did a study of the key words of the Bible. And I thought, how many times are certain words that we use all the time, like love, trust, pray, worship, believe. And I looked up all these words just to see how many times the words were used. Let me give you a little comparison here. The word believe, we know it's important to believe. The word believe is only used 272 times in the Bible. Just 272 times, believe. The word pray, we know it's important to pray, is used 371 times in the Bible. About 100 times more than belief, 371 times. The word love is used 714 times in the Bible. But the word give is used 2,162 times. Why? Because God wants us to learn to be generous. He wants us to learn to be like him. Look at these verses, 1 Chronicles 29. Everything we have comes from you, Lord, and we can only give you what is already yours, what's yours already. In other words, every time we're generous, we become more like God, but it really came from him in the first place. Next verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You will be glorifying God through your generous gifts. For your generosity to them, he's talking about giving to the poor, helping the poor. For your generosity to them will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Jesus Christ. It proves that you're really a Christian. Generosity proves you really know God. Generosity proves you're in the family of God. So number one, God says, I want you to learn to be generous because it makes you more like me. It makes you godly.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. There's more from Pastor Rick coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, either on CD or MP3 download. Your choice. You can find out more right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. Or you can call 800-600-5004 for more info. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
I'm going to teach you the skill of generosity. Number one, it makes me more like God. Number two, it is a cure for selfishness. It's a cure for selfishness. Now, would you agree that we live in a very materialistic culture? Yeah. Just check your mailbox for the next week, all the catalogs that are going to come in. We live in a society that says, get all you can all you get. Get it all, have it all, want it all. The goal of life is to get more and more and more. We live in a very self-centered, very materialistic culture. And the Bible says in Proverbs 18, it's selfish and it's stupid to think only of yourself. And so it's not easy to be generous in a very materialistic, self-centered culture. I read a statistic recently in the paper. This is going to shock you. It shocked me. This is in the paper. Orange County residents make more but give away less. A George Gallup poll, a survey, found that the average Orange County resident gave 0.4% of their income to charity last year, which was the least generous rate of any county in the nation. We are the stingiest county in America. We are 4 times worse in giving than the next least generous county. That is an amazing fact. George Gallup wrote, quote, when it comes to giving, many Orange County residents literally stop at nothing. At least he's got a sense of humor. 70% of Orange County residents gave less than $500 away to help other people last year. 70%. Now, God tells us that selfishness causes all kinds of problems. Look at these verses. Proverbs chapter 1. The greedy set an ambush for themselves. In other words, they set themselves up for failure. They build a trap for themselves. They booby-trap their own lives, the Bible says. It is the fate of all who are greedy. It ends up robbing them of life. Wow. You could be so busy making a living, trying to get more. You're making a living, you forget to make a life. Another translation of this verse says, greed kills selfish people. Makes us miserable. There's only one antidote to materialism. You say, I don't want to be a materialistic person. I really don't. There's only one antidote to materialism. You know what it is? Give. Give. Every time you give, you break the grip of materialism in your life because it's the opposite of materialism. Materialism is all about get. Every time I give, I do a countercultural move. I do the exact opposite. When I give to other people, when I give to the poor, when I give to charity, when I give to God, when I give to anytime, when I give to my own family, anytime you're generous, you're breaking the grip of materialism in your life. Giving is the only antidote. When I give, my heart grows bigger. When I give, I grow more like God. Every time I'm generous, I become more spiritually mature. I have a spiritual victory in my life. And by the way, let me say, if you're a parent and you have kids at home, you need to let your kids see your generosity. You need to not hide it from them. You need to give generously in front of your kids. Why? Because they're not going to learn it anywhere else. Nowhere in society are we being taught to be generous. Everything in this society is teaching us to think only about ourselves. Get it. Spend it on yourself. Look out for number one. They're certainly not going to learn it at school. So if they don't learn it from your parent, from their parents, they're not going to learn. The next generation isn't going to learn to be generous. Now, there's a third reason why God says, I want you to become a generous woman, a generous man. And it is, it deepens relationships. Pastor Tom is going to come and explain this.
Whenever you give, it creates community. It deepens relationships. It connects you to somebody. Whenever somebody gives to you, it connects you to that person. If after this service you went out on the patio and someone came up to you and said, hey, I don't know why, I don't expect anything from this, I just feel like I should do this, and they gave you a $100 bill, would you feel closer to them, even if you've never really met them before? Of course you would. I'd like to get to know you more. I really would like to get to know you better. There's something about giving that deepens our relationships. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. It's a relationship response in our lives. One of the ways that love is spelled is G-I-V-E. It's one of the things I love about our Peace Center. Our Peace Center is a visible expression of love to our community. It's us giving to the community. I was at a neighborhood Christmas party the other night telling one of our neighbors who'd never heard of our Peace Center what was going on there. And I just loved seeing him smile as I talked about people that were being fed and people that were getting some health care and people that were getting some good legal advice in some situations where they were really in trouble. I could just tell he was grateful. He was thankful, even though he'd never heard about it, that somebody was doing something in our community, making a difference in our community. There's a verse in the Bible about this, what happens when we're generous, how it affects everybody. 2 Corinthians 9, 11, and 12 says, your generosity not only provides for the needs of God's people, but it also produces prayers of thanksgiving to God. One of the great things about our generosity is it draws us closer to others. Randy Frazee talks about this. He says, I had to learn about the connection between generosity and community from my unchurched neighbor. My neighbor asked if he could borrow my ladder. I said, of course. I later learned that he had one of his own. He didn't need to borrow mine. He just used it as a way to build our relationship, to get to know me. When he borrowed my stuff, it made me feel like I was needed, and I liked that feeling. So now I've learned to do the same thing. My other neighbor has a shop vac that I borrow every Friday night to clean my car with my son. Now Roger even leaves it out for me on Friday night because he knows I'm coming. I told Roger recently that I could afford to buy my own shop vac, but that I just like the interaction with him. And he asked me, please, not to buy one. That's the power of when we give to each other, how it draws us to each other. Now, Jesus talked about the power of our giving and how it draws us towards whatever we're giving toward, wherever we're generous. This incredible statement he made about us, about our hearts in Matthew 6, 21. Jesus said, your heart will be wherever your treasure is. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Where's your heart today? I can tell you where your heart is. I can tell you where my heart is. It's wherever I'm choosing to be generous. If your greatest generosity, your greatest giving right now is towards your bank account, then that's where your heart's going to be. If your greatest giving, generosity right now is towards your business, that's where your heart's always going to be. If it's towards your boat, that's where your heart's going to be. If it's towards your investments, that's where your heart's going to be. Here's the great thing about this. Every time I give to God, it draws me closer to Him. It draws my heart closer to Him. Every time I give to you, every time you give to me, every time I give to another person, it draws me closer to that other person. That's the way we're designed. That's the way we work. Now, those of you that are parents, don't you enjoy watching your kids be generous, be unselfish? There's just something about that. When they're unselfish, at first you pick yourself up off the floor that it happened, but then you just rejoice in the fact that they're unselfish. God's the same way. When he watches us be generous with each other, it brings great joy to his heart. And one of the reasons is he knows it's going to draw us closer to him and closer to other people.
Now, there's a fourth reason why God wants me to learn to be generous, learn the skill of generosity. And it is this: it stretches my faith. It stretches my faith. In fact, it not only stretches it, it strengthens it. That's how your faith gets strengthened. It's like a muscle. Now, the number one way that God tests your faith, without a doubt, is through your finances. Through testing your faith. You have been tested many, many times in your finances. Am I going to trust God here, or am I going to worry? Am I going to believe God's promises about money, or am I going to worry? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13 says this: your giving, in other words, your generosity, proves the reality of your faith. It proves that you really trust God.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to rickwarren.org. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And he wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does he transform us? Through his word. The more time you spend in the word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. I call these the transformation messages, and these messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And by the way, let me know that you're praying for this ministry. Write me. I love to get stories from you. It's such a blessing to know that you're supporting this ministry in prayer. You can email me, rick@rickwarren.org. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to rickwarren.org or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000.
That's rickwarren.org or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.